This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, really quickly today, I almost lost my life. It's really, really frightening. And I can't believe how easy that could have happened. You know, I mean, we got all this going on with Houston and flooding. And, you know, here I am, right, facing at death's door. But you would not believe this. So, anyway, so I wake up, and I'm up, and I go pee, you know, and I get up. And Apollo, who's our big lab, you know, we have now 7 pets. Okay, we got the 4 kitty cats, we got Shaky Boo, we got Zaiji, we got Baby Snow, and we got Snappy. All right, so those are the 4 cats. Then we got a snake, don't ask. All right, we got a little Bichon puppy named Uzi, little baby Ooze, and then we have Apollo. Now, Apollo is bigger than all these pets combined to the third cubed, okay? So he's a big-ass dog. He's big. And Apollo should be the guard dog. You know, he's a lab. So what are labs like? Labs like rub tummy. So here's Apollo wanting to get his tummy rubbed. So he completely plotzes on the ground. And, you know, his legs are really weak. He's old. I think he's like 11, 11 and a half. I don't know what the hell. But he's getting old. And I'll just take it to the farm. He's like, no, I'm not ready to go yet. I'm like, all right. You know, so we still feed him. And maybe he'll do us all a favor and eat one of the cats. But he's just a puppy dog. So anyway, he says, okay, no, I love my cats. I do not want the dog to eat the cats. So anyway, he lies down. And, you know, he's a boy. And even though he was spayed, I mean, and neutered and stuff, I mean, he's got a huge package. And so, you know, he starts to lie down on his back wanting to rub tummy. And I'm trying to avoid the package. I'm trying to keep the cats from coming up to it to play with it, right? Because the cats go after his tail. The cats go after everything. I'm like, leave him alone. I'm trying to rub his tummy. While I am rubbing his tummy, I have a wave of dizziness or vertigo. And I start to lean to one side to fall. Now, where did Apollo plots his butt for his rub tummy episode? Right by the stairs. So here I am by the stairs going into this rub tummy act to rub his tummy, right? Sometimes I tickle his tummy. Sometimes I get right under his underarm. He really like tickly under the underarm. But here I am going in for the meat of the tickle rub tummy, thinking I'm on solid ground. And for some reason, bending over with my head down to do rub tummy, all of a sudden, I start to feel this, whoa. And I start to fall down the stairs, okay? I can't scream for anybody to come catch me because everybody else is asleep and the dog is blocking the stairs. So here I am starting to fall down the stairs, banging to the wall, tripping down the stairs. I could have broken my neck. And I land, and I look up, and there's the dog. Now remember, the way the dog is situated is now I'm looking right up into his pelvis, right? And all I see is his legs spread, his butt the package and him looking over, not seeing if I'm okay. No. He wants to know if I'm going to come back up to rub his tummy. You know, it was all the silliness over because I was in the middle of my rub tummy and I want my tummy rubbed. And so, right now I'm just ticked. I am at my wit's end. So I pull myself up. Apparently I wasn't wearing a bra, so we got some damage on that end, okay? I knocked over vases. Don't ask why I have a vase. I don't even like to pronounce a vase. You know, when I grew up, it was vases. You know, but then when you want people to think that you have money, you know, you call it a vase. People think it's more expensive. No, it is. It's like a $10 thing I got when, you know, my husband bought me, you know, $12 flowers. So anyway, so here I have things knocked over, I trip, and then what really puts the cherry on my cake was there was some pee-pee in a corner from Mama Ooze, because little baby Uzi doesn't want to go outside to go pee-pee when it's in the middle of the night because she's scared of owls. So she goes pee-pee in the house. So anyway, I just am at my wit's end. Now, vertigo, that's nothing to mess with. But when you're over 40, which will happen to me in the next 15 years, you can go dizzy. Yes, I'm 25 years old. Can't you tell? Yeah, I'm cool. I love Justin Bieber. I'm a millennial. Yeah, I'm 25 years old. So anyway, no, there is nothing in my contract saying I have to be truthful on the show. Nothing in my contract. I can tell you guys I'm a real blonde, and nobody can do nothing to me. All right, so anyway, so vertigo, a lot of different things can cause vertigo. What I think happened to me if I had to diagnose myself is, one, I'm a klutz. Two, it's called rub tummy syndrome, where when you rub somebody's tummy, you get vertigo. But what I think I have is BPPV. So BPPV is benign paroxysmal positional vertigo. And those of you who like to rap, I really urge you to do a BPPV rap. I say, oh, BP, I say BPP, I say, you know, V. Anyway, so this occurs when tiny calcium particles, these little cantaliths, clump up in the canals of your inner ear. So when you move your head, these little particles move. They mess with the little hair cells in the inner ear, and now I lose my balance. Now, we don't know why we get BPPV. It should be benign. It shouldn't be a tumor or anything like that. But I got to tell you, man, that was some scary stuff. So it's not that I want to teach you guys about vertigo, which is probably something I could do. My ratings would probably be better if I did. But don't stand near the stairs, because you have no idea if vertigo is ever going to hit. And the biggest moral of the story is no more rub tummy for any of the pets. To hell with that. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, September is National Preparedness Month, so this is the best time to make your health a priority. And a preventative screening service that looks for plaque buildup in your arteries really should be first on your list. Lifeline Screening offers quick, easy, and painless screenings. They use ultrasound technology. It evaluates your risk for stroke and heart disease. And they have this affordable screening package that gives you these personalized results that you could take to your healthcare provider. Don't wait for your insurance companies to decide what preventative care they'll cover. You need to take action now by calling Lifeline Screening today at 1-888-815-LIFE. Packages start as low as $149, saves you over 50%. I just didn't mind. It was painless. I didn't even have to get naked. You know, people are like, oh, I don't want to get naked. You didn't even have to get naked. All right? You were able to get this screening basically with your clothes on. It's much more affordable than if you used your insurance plan with a high deductible. So call Lifeline Screening at 1-888-815-LIFE to schedule an appointment today, or it's 1-888-815-5433. All right, I got some breaking news here. Apparently, a major levee has breached in Texas, and residents are being told to evacuate now. Plus, two flood control reservoirs have overtopped their banks in Houston. This is being reported by weather.com. And the headline is basically, get out now. Floodwaters are over the spillways, despite the Army Corps of Engineer officials releasing water from both. The bridge over Greens Bayou has collapsed near Cloverleaf area, according to emergency management officials. And Jeff Linder with the Harris County Flood Control District said he is certain that more homes and streets are going to flood as a result of the reservoir's filling. Linder says the county is trying to determine where the water is going to go, specifically from the north end of the Attucks Reservoir, but that some homes are most likely to be inundated for up to a month. So we are being told by Brazoria County emergency management officials that the Brazos levee near Columbia Lakes has breached. Flash flooding is already occurring, and all residents have been urged to evacuate now. They say the reservoir flooding is just adding to, you know, this misery that they're dealing right now with Houston. They say 6,000 people have been rescued. What is so heartwarming is residents and volunteers are going house to house to try to save people. And, people trapped in their homes, people trapped in their attics. And you are seeing people with boats and rubber balls and raincoats and trying to help other residents and neighbors. I got to tell you, I mean, Houston strong. This city is really coming together. Yeah, there were some idiots out there that were looting. I heard a story, I need to double check this, that somebody tried to loot a house right after the hurricane day one and they got shot because the person was in the house. Okay, so you do have idiots. And from what we're also understanding is that there's scams going on. But the majority of the people, it looks like they're really, really pulling together. Mayor Sylvester Turner told the Associated Press Tuesday that police had rescued more than 3,000, and the Coast Guard said it had rescued more than 3,000 by boat and air. Coast Guard officials are getting more than 1,000 calls per hour. They're very concerned that the death toll could jump dramatically. This has been going on. What are we at? Day five? Where are we at right now? And the storm still keeps coming. There's still rain. You have levees breaking. The water levels are high. And if people are in their homes, right, and they can't go and get food, you know, they can't take their medication, right, you know, it's not good. They say right now the storm has contributed to at least 7 deaths so far. The latest was a 33-year-old man who drove around a barricade and drowned in Montgomery County. They say a woman died in Montgomery County Monday after a tree collapsed on top of her home while she slept. In Harris County, the medical examiner's office confirmed a woman was killed in flooding Saturday. She appeared to have exited her vehicle in high water and was found 30 yards away by neighbors. Houston Fire Department said a man died in floodwaters over Saturday into Sunday night. 2 people died in Calviston County. And then a Rockport man was killed when his house caught fire at the height of the storm. American Red Cross spokesman Lloyd Zeal, who actually is a very, very good friend of mine, told AP that 7,000 evacuees have entered the George R. Brown Convention Center as of Monday, and more are still arriving. The amount of people has far exceeded the expected capacity of 5,000, and unless volunteers can find more cots, some people will have to sleep in chairs or on the floor. Turner told reporters that other sites for a major shelter are being discussed. I guess there's been a lot of discussion of, you know, certain businesses who closed up. And, if they left town, you know, those could have opened up to be shelters. You know, there's a lot of chaos going on right now. You know, when people were told to leave town, they closed up their shop and they left town. So, unless somebody goes back to open up or to give permission to police to open up the building to use as a shelter, I don't know how open a lot of people are going to be to that because of the looting and, you know, the damage. And it's a shame because people need places to stay. People need it now. Former FEMA director Michael Brown, he's the one that ran the George W. Bush's administration's rescue during Hurricane Katrina. He said that Harvey is going to be worse than Katrina. He said that flooding in population-dense Houston, which is America's fourth largest city, is likely to bring unprecedented suffering and damage. He said there are several factors that make it worse than Katrina. He says, for one, there is the scope of the flooding. Harris County and the surrounding areas are also saturated. Also, the amount of damages will continue to grow. There will be mold and structural damages also adding up. He said, when Tropical Storm Harvey finally goes away, it is going to be a huge bill to tax for taxpayers to pick up. He said, this will unfathomably be expensive for both the private sector and taxpayers, and most easily the most expensive natural disaster in American history. This is beyond what I think a lot of us can comprehend. You know, we saw what happened with Katrina, but for those of us that didn't live in the area, in New Orleans and, you know, southern Louisiana, we didn't see a lot of the aftermath. You know, one thing that we're being warned about is the medical issues that can happen after a flooding such as this. So, you know, you have, drownings, obviously. So you have the acute. This is what, you know, scares people. You know, you walk down a sidewalk and a street for years, right? That's your daily routine. And you think that you could still walk down that same sidewalk or street now, even though there's rain. You've walked in the rain, right? Now you have floodwaters. And people who are caught in these floodwaters, they just don't think they would die on the street that they've walked, right? You know, for years. And that's why flooding, the unpredictability of water and the force of water is unexpected and is underappreciated. So, you know, we see people that should have never drowned, should have never thought they could take their car, should have never thought they could make that right turn, you know, and even with boats, you're like, all right, my boat should be good. Okay. I mean, are you sure your boat is good? When you go into floodwaters, right, imagine taking that out into the sea. Right? Would you be able to? True, you might not have the same waves and you might not have a shark bumping into you, but you have a speed and a current of this water. If you don't think your boat or your floaty, you know, can help you in the middle of an ocean, right? You might want to think twice about being, you know, being in a flooded street. You know, that people don't estimate or understand the gravity of how dangerous water and flowing water and flood waters are. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the dangers that people don't think about. And these are some of the things that we're going to be dealing with in the aftermath of Harvey. We'll also give you an update on where Harvey is supposed to be hitting. From what we're understanding, it is supposed to slow down or dissipate soon. But it's still going on, and we're still seeing heavy rains. We're being quoted that there may be another 25 inches. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so what we're being told is the center of Harvey is going to track back inland over southeast Texas on Wednesday. They say periods of torrential rain will continue over parts of Texas and Louisiana the next several days, worsening flooding in some areas. They say an all-time lower 48 U.S. state rainfall record from a tropical cyclone may have been set with record amounts of water. This is being reported by weather.com. So from what we understand, the hurricane is going to continue over the next few days to still soak the upper Texas coast, as well as Louisiana. Harris County Flood Warning System now gauge, rain gauge, reported a four-day storm total of close to 50 inches through this morning. They say if confirmed, this would be the heaviest storm total rainfall from any tropical cyclone in the continental U.S. in records dating to 1950. This is topping the 48-inch storm total in Medina, Texas, and Tropical Storm Amelia in 1978. They say it is the worst flood disaster in U.S. history, with record-smashing river flooding that is going to last well into next week. And as we've said, former FEMA director, a spokesperson, said this is worse than Harvey. They say through Tuesday morning, parts of southeast Texas have received more than 40 inches of rain since Friday, 43 inches in South Houston. So as we're watching the tracker, it looks like it will go up into Mississippi, even start extending as far to the Carolinas. But the worst hit, obviously, Louisiana and the eastern coast of Texas. So beyond the torrential rain and the immediate deaths from flooding, health officials are warned about an increased risk of illnesses and hazards caused by these rising floodwaters. And they say, according to Fox News, the medical personnel are on high alert for drowning, bacterial diseases, carbon monoxide poisoning, mosquito-borne illnesses, viral infections, and other hazards. And they are urging residents to use caution when venturing outside. You know, and, you know, people were talking about, well, you know, they knew it was coming. You know, people had time to prepare. The average hurricane, the preparation time, and, you know, we tell you to have enough supplies for about a week, okay? But, you know, the average person who's lived through a hurricane, they notice that, you know, after a couple days, you know, afterwards, they could go back out, with the exception of Katrina, they could go back out and still get food. There'll still be some stores they could still... I mean, you know, we are talking that people may not be able to leave their homes, right, for, you know, over a week. You know, how many supplies, do they have enough supplies? Which is why they're being rescued out of their homes and taken to shelters. They say the number one thing, however, they're concerned with in a flood is chemicals. This is according to Renee Funk, Associate Director for Emergency Management for the CDC. She said the floodwaters could become contaminated with chemicals washed out from people's tool sheds or garages. Funk advises people to shower and wash their hands immediately after coming into contact with floodwaters. Contaminated water could also cause gastrointestinal issues or other infections through cuts on the skin. And when you look at the water, this isn't pretty blue-gray water like of a river. This is brown, dirty, muddy water. And so, unfortunately, when we see this in third world countries, what's a huge illness that could unfortunately affect people? Cholera, right? You know, we see with this, you know, massive, poor sanitation, poor, you know, not having dry areas, you know, filled with moisture, and, you know, this sort of contaminated water can very easily spread illness. So they say the FDA advises throwing away any medications or foods that come in contact with flood water to prevent further illnesses. So those people that stored up in a closet that didn't think the floods were going to reach as high as they did, and it soaked their food, they need to throw that out. They say even foods wrapped in plastic packaging could be susceptible to contamination. According to Dr. Peter Hotez, Dean of National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine, says bacterial infections are really important, like Salmonella and E. coli. Now, Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price declared a public health emergency for the state on Saturday, granting the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and Medicare beneficiaries and their health providers greater flexibility in meeting emergency health needs. They say city officials said around 6,200 residents are staying in shelters right now, including nursing home and hospital patients. They say the damage is expected to make many homes and areas unavailable for weeks or months, so residents are going to be facing an extended stay in a shelter. And if you remember what happened in New Orleans during Katrina, people were even raped in these shelters. I mean, these were, you know, it's not the most ideal situation for anybody. If you're in a small enclosed area in an alternate care facility and you have real bad diarrhea, it's going to be hard in these situations to practice proper infection control. That's according to Dr. Amesh Adalaja, a senior associate at Johns Hopkins Center. Once the waters recede, health officials will be on alert for a rise in the mosquito population and watching for an increase in West Nile cases. There's also concern that Zika can come and hit pretty hard as well. They say regions of Louisiana and Mississippi report a doubling of West Nile in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina and residents experiencing severe inflammation of the brain or spinal cord. So you get that? There was a West Nile aftermath from Hurricane Katrina. It wasn't, you know, talked about much in the news. And this caused some pretty severe neurological issues. And it's because these mosquitoes like moisture. So, you know, we tell you, you know, get rid of any standing water. Get rid of, you know, little baby pools and pet pools to avoid mosquitoes. What are you supposed to do if your backyard is flooded? These mosquitoes are coming. They say the waters will wash out breeding sites of the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which can spread Zika, chikungunya, dengue, and yellow fever. They think, though, there's going to be a surge in the Culex variety. They say standing water provides an ideal breeding ground for these bugs. The CDC recommends using sprays with DEET to prevent viruses from spreading. They also say mold is a major concern in homes that have been ravaged by the storm, which could cause asthma and other respiratory illnesses. Experts recommend ridding of fabrics and disinfecting any hard surfaces that has come in contact with floodwaters. Damage to a home or loss of belongings could also cause stress, post-traumatic stress disorder. People may need help with counseling. I mean, their lives are completely disrupted. It's something that we knew was coming, but we just didn't think it was going to be coming to this degree. And it's frightening to think that, you know, in this day and age, in the year 2017, with all the technology that we have, you know, and all the engineering advances and architectural advances when it comes to levees and reservoirs, etc., you would think that we would be a little bit more floodproof. We're not. Okay? Nature wins. There was a discussion that a flood of epic proportions, like a biblical flood, could be in our future. And, you know, we think back to Noah's Ark days, you know, and you're like, that's not going to happen here. But no, actually, this shows us that, yes, we are in, the throes of probably something biblical now. And our thoughts and prayers are with everybody there. If you want to help, please send, money to the Red Cross, Salvation Army. It's going to be very hard for these places to take actual donations of clothes and canned goods, etc. However, if that's, you know, all you can do, great. Do a collection. Bring it to your local Red Cross or your local Salvation Army so they know what they can do with it and can try to get it to the right people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using EstroBlock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. National Blood Donation Week is joined now by about 32 states combining: Rhode Island, North Carolina, South Dakota, South Carolina, Florida, Oregon, Nevada. Multiple states are uniting to help with the blood supply shortage, which unfortunately with Hurricane Harvey is going to be compounded. If you want to help and you don't have extra funds to donate to Red Cross or Salvation Army, please donate blood. All right? We could use every drop that's out there. If you could donate blood, please contact your nearest United Blood Services or your go to bloodhero.org or unitedbloodservices.com or go to the American Red Cross, redcross.org, to give your blood donation. This is so badly needed. And if thousands upon thousands of residents are displaced during the storm, and many more possibly at risk for health hazards, they can't donate blood. So now we're losing thousands of pints of blood. And we obviously need them on a daily basis in medical centers and hospitals throughout the country. And just because you live in Nevada or you live in Rhode Island or you live in New York and you think it's too far away for your blood to help, no, it will, because blood gets shipped from other locations to regions who need it. So your blood that you donate today could possibly go to South Carolina or go to Louisiana or go to Rockport, Texas. So please, donate blood if you can, as well as anything you could donate to the Red Cross and Salvation Army. All right, hepatitis A has been now linked to a huge outbreak in San Diego, killing 14. Okay, you don't really see this in the news because of everything else going on, but we have 14 people who have died in San Diego. And Southern California is reporting this the deadliest outbreak of hepatitis A that the U.S. has seen in decades. So far, 264 people have been hospitalized and 14 dead since the outbreak of the virus began in November of 2016. Now, 70% of the cases were homeless individuals, lacking good sanitation, immunocompromised due to their lack of nutrition, possible drug, alcohol use, but they say 9 people have died within the last 6 weeks. And if you ever see homeless populations and how they, are forced to live, they don't have clean plates. They don't have clean forks and knives. When they get food, they take the food that they can get. You know, do we know if it was properly sanitized? Do we know if, it's the freshest of fresh? And so, unfortunately, you have individuals out there that are at high risk for an infectious disease that could kill them if they're immunocompromised. Moreover, some people that are homeless have mental illness. And so if they don't have access to toilet paper, they may think their hand is adequate. Right? They may not, be able to have all their faculties. And, imagine they're not, in a bed getting good sleep. They're not, getting decent food. Of course they can't, they may not think clearly. So what is hepatitis A? So hepatitis is a disease that affects the liver. And this hepatitis A is caused by a virus, the hepatitis A virus, that is, ingested. Poor hand washing, contaminated food, those are the most likely culprits. Now, you get hepatitis A by the fecal-oral route, and we've talked about fecal-oral route, where contaminated food gets into another person's GI tract. Now, there's been some discussion about getting hepatitis A from sex. The way you get it from sex isn't passed in sexual bodily fluids. It's passed when people have oral anal sex. And I guess that's a big thing. A lot of people now have oral anal sex. I just don't get it, guys. I really don't get that one, okay? There's a reason why poop stinks. There's a reason why tushies stink. There's another reason why people fart, okay? It's to keep, even though it's not the main reason that you toot, but it's to keep other people away from that area with their face, okay? Why? Because that's a great way to get infection. There is no evolutionary advantage for oral anal sex. There's no advantage for that, for anybody having that type of sex. Okay? Whether some people find it stimulatory or not, well, there's, that's another topic. But, your bodies were never designed to have your mouth near feces. All right, that's just not supposed to happen. Feces doesn't taste good. It doesn't smell good. It doesn't look good. And how nature and God designed it is even if all of those confuse you and you're still puzzled about eating poop, flies land on it. And you don't touch something that flies and insects are attracted to. All right, that's just the, you know, the nature of the game. So hepatitis A can live outside the body for months. So unclean dining areas can be contaminated and then transferred to food. Now, the average person doesn't die from hepatitis A if they're healthy. But if they're immunocompromised or sick, they can. So what are the symptoms of hepatitis A? Well, the typical one is the jaundice, where your skin looks yellow, the whites of your eyes turn yellow, and that's a sign of the liver disease. That's a sign of the hepatocytes being hurt by this virus affecting them. And when these cells lyse and the enzymes rise and go into the blood, it starts to deposit in the skin, and it changes your color. Fever. Fever also can ensue. Abdominal pain, fatigue. Your urine may look brown because your body's trying to get out the extra bile. You could have joint pain. You could have stools that are yellow, clay-looking. You could have diarrhea. You could have nausea. You could have vomiting. You could have loss of appetite. So hepatitis A is some pretty, pretty scary stuff. Now, what is the treatment for hepatitis A? Well, there really is no treatment. We don't really have anything to treat it with. You know, what we'll usually do is give you fluids. We'll give you medications to help with your nausea and vomiting, rest. And then we also make sure that you avoid anything that could damage the liver. So if you're drinking alcohol, we'll tell you to stop because that could really hurt you with hepatitis. Which is why somebody who does drink alcohol could be at higher risk of hepatitis because their liver is weak. All right? They say the liver will usually recover within months after a hepatitis infection. We also would probably have you avoid medications. So if you're taking any antifungals or any cholesterol or statin medications, we would probably have you avoid that as well. If vaccines, there are vaccines for hepatitis A. We do have a vaccine included in the childhood vaccination schedule. So kids have been getting hepatitis A vaccines now for about 15 years, I think, 10, 15 years now. Older individuals who aren't vaccinated can get that from their local provider or health department. From what I understand, most states require all healthcare and food workers to be vaccinated. So you can't work in a restaurant in most states if you haven't been vaccinated against hepatitis A. So then that hopefully prevents you getting it and then turning around and passing it to somebody else. Can somebody vaccinated with hepatitis A turn around and give it to somebody else? Yeah, they can. If they get contaminated by it, and before their body has a chance to fight it off, they pass it to somebody else, absolutely. But the best way to avoid hepatitis A is good hand washing, make sure the dining area has good hygiene, cooking your food thoroughly. The virus will get killed at high heat. But, you know, with the homeless population, that's a problem. And the outbreak just doesn't include homeless population. It does affect others. But, you know, unfortunately, people that live in close quarters, they're at high risk. And, you know, hepatitis A usually isn't as scary as hepatitis B and C, but it's, as you could see, it's not harmless. So people with that are immunocompromised or have weak immune systems could be at risk. Don't go away, guys. We're going to be right back. 1-877 Doc Sally.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.